Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Chav Zayin, and it's Mamash Nisim that Baruch Hashem I'm able to be back. Those who are wondering, I was on the last flight out of Kennedy Airport before they closed it, and I was unable to give yesterday's daf. Hopefully, sometime over the next day or two, I will be able to get up yesterday, daf Chav up. But meanwhile, we're continuing with today's daf on daf Chav Zayin. It was also wonderful to see all of the listeners that I was able to see over the last couple of days. And we should continue to learn Torah together for many years. Okay, we are on Chav Av Beis. Everybody should be safe, Bez Hashem, as well, throughout the hurricane, and everybody should be Shalom Al Yisrael. Four lines from the bottom on Chav Av Beis. Let's start with Uli Rava. So yesterday we started to discuss the issues of Tumah and Tahara, and related issues to small begadim, because once we're talking about small begadim in terms of Baba Malikin, the Gemara brought up Rishim and Elazar on the bottom of Amun Aleph yesterday, Chavav Amun Aleph, who had the statement, what is considered a beged? Halachically, what are the significant materials to be a beged? So we had a machlokas yesterday between Abaya and Rava about the machlokas Tanoim and the discussion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. And the Gemara now is referring to that machlokas. Rava had said, there was a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had said on the bottom of Amud Aleph that anything that comes out of a plant, any material, is not tameh, is not makabel tameh if it's a tiny little piece, if it's 3 by 3 etzbos. No, why? Because it's not called a beged. Significant begadim in halacha are only tsemer upishtin. Only those two, because those are the two mentioned in the pasuk. That was what Rabbi Shimon Elazar said. And Abaya said that shita, and Rabbi Shmuel the same shita, because Rabbi Shmuel also limits it to what it says in the Parsha of Negoim. Rava comes along and says, no, there's a difference between them. You know, they're very similar. They both emphasize that only tsemer upishtim are the real begadim, but there's a difference between them. What about not such a tiny beged of 3 by 3 finger breadths, as bows? What about 3 by 3 tfachim? So that's a little bigger. So is that makabel tumah by other begadim? So Rava says that's the nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say there is tumah by a beged of other materials that is 3 by 3 tefachim wide, while according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's not true. So the Gemara now is about to say, how does he know that? Four lines from the bottom. Well, the Rava da Amar Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim Ika Beinayu. According to Rava, who said there is a difference between those two opinions of the Tanaim. L'Rab Shimon ben Elazar Islay L'Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmael Leslay. So that's the Nafgamina. So how does he know that? Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begadim Minale. He just suggested that's going to be the difference. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is going to hold that 3 by 3 Tfachim, which is also a pretty small beged, that's going to be makabel tumah. So how does he know that? In the sources, if you remember, they all base it on the fact that the only types of material that are mentioned in the Torah in the context of tumas saras, tumas negoim, is semer upishtin. So all of a sudden he says, oh, but by other begadim, 3 by 3 tvachim is going to be an issue also. Just remember the Pnei Yeshua's comment from yesterday's daf on Daf Chafav, where he talks about even though a lot of these shiur must be Halacha Moshe Misinai, but some of it also has to make sense a little bit. So is this, the Gemara is assuming that there is some source for this halacha, even though it's not just a svara, what the smallest beged is, but there must be a source. So Minali said, how does he know that according to Rabbi Shimon Elazar, 3 by 3 tefachim is going to be mitabat tama? So the Gemara says, nafka may o beged. You learn it from the word o beged, ditanya, beged, ein li yela beged, I only know beged is makabel tumah, shlosha al shlosha, bishar begadim minayin, how do I know shlosha al shlosha, 3 by 3 by other begadim, tamalomar, o beged. So that's the extra limud from o beged, o ribu yehu, Rashi says, vi abaya. So what about abaya? Abaya who says there is no difference between, remember, it was the first sheet of yesterday. There is no difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael. And really, both of them hold that there's no Kabbalah's Tumah by Shar Begadim. So, hi, O Beged, my Avilei. What does he use O Beged for? So, mi boy lay, Larabos, Shalosh, Al Shalosh, Bitsemeu Pishtin, Dimitami Bishratzim. He used it to teach me Shalosh Al Shalosh, which is tiny, which is the 3 by 3 etzbaos by Tsemeru Pishtin, that is Makabel Tumah from a Sheretz. Sheretz being an Avatuma, meaning the Pasuk only says, what's the context of the Pasuk about Tsemeru Pishtin? That's Kabbalas Tumas Negaim. It could be Kabbal Tumah, Saras. As we know, Saras, as we'll talk more about it in a minute, Bez Hashem, Saras, there are three types of Saras, on one's body, on one's clothing, and on one's house. So Abaya says, hey, well, I'm limiting it. These Tanaim have Kabbalah's Tumah by tiny begadim when it comes to negayim. Who says you can extend that? So that's what he uses Obeged for, to tell me they could even be Bekabel Tumah through other means, Shratzim, not just Negaim. Virava, does Rava need the Pasuk for that? The Rava says no. Goli Rachmana Gabi Negaim, Vehu Adin L'Shratzim. Once the Torah tells you that it's Bekabel Tumah, don't be Mechalik. It's Bekabel Tumah, period. Doesn't matter, it's not limited to Shratzim. You're right, it's not limited to Negaim. You're right, the Pasuk is by Negaim, but it shouldn't be limited, so you don't need the Pasuk, to teach me that. The Abai says no. There's a difference. I would have limited it if I would have only had one. Negaim and Shratzim are different. Via Baya Ika Lamifrech. No, you can't say, it's who I did. Mal and Negaim, if I only had it by Negaim, I would have said only by Negaim is it Makabal Tuma. Why? Shekain Shesi V'Arev Mitami Bahem. As we referred to yesterday also, Shesi and Arev, that means just the different threads before they're woven into anything. Just the spool of thread. That itself is also Makabal Tuma. Maybe that's not a Beged yet. It's not Nigmar, there's no Gemar Malacha yet, it's just the raw material, but we have a Mesorah that also is Mekabel Tumah. That's a Chumrah by Negaim. So I might have said that only Negaim, this tiny 3x3 finger breadth, 3x3 exposed, that tiny Beged, is only Mekabel Tumas Negaim, because that's more Chumur. You see, even Shesi and Ari Vermetame. And therefore, you wouldn't have stretched it. Let's just continue 3-4 more lines, and then we'll discuss it. V'idach, and what about Rava? What would Rava say? He said, no, once you have a source by one, who would in the other? No, Isak adaydach negoim chamiri, if you would hold that negoim is more chamor than lichtav rachman agabi shratzim, v'leisi negoim minayu, then you would have just said it by shratzim, because shratzim is the more makel, and if by the shratzim tumah, the beged can be makabel, surely negoim, you wouldn't have just said negoim. So the Gemara says, v'idach negoim mi, because they both agree l'maisa that it's extended, so just say the more makel one. So ve'idach, and Abaye says back, no, the other direction also wouldn't have worked, because each one has a chumrah. Ve'idach, negoim mishratzim lo asu. I wouldn't have learned negoim from shratzim either. De'ika lamifrach, ma l'shratzim, shekein metame bika adasha. Because I would have said shratzim is metame, even within a tiny, tiny amount. Tumas shratzim is even b'kadosh, even with the size of a lentil seed, a sheretz can be b'tameh you. So that's why each one has a chumrah, and that is why Abaya requires o sheret, o beged, to teach me that by tzemer upishtan, both negaim and shratzim can be metameh that little beged. Rava doesn't require that, because he says he's not bothered by the difference between them, and therefore he uses obeged to teach me a little bigger. 3x3 tfachim by other begadim is going to be mekabel tumah. Stop there for a minute, a couple of points to talk about. Again, these are the two blot right here in the second parak that talk about tumah and tara. A couple of ha'aras. Number one, as we know, the Gemara just spoke about tumas negaim. If you remember from the mitzvah shiurim, the Rambam and the Chinuch count three separate mitzvos related to Tumas Aras. Tumas Haguf, Tumas Habeged, and Tumas Habayis. Three of the 613. Three of the 248 of the mitzvahs asei that are counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch in Tumas Aras. The Rambam has in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Tumas Mitzora, Kuf Samach Tes. I'm reading from the Chinuch now. There are eight mitzvahs related to Saras altogether. Three of them are Tumas Aras, and it relates to the Tara process and the Isser of cutting off and Negat Saras. Eight different mitzvahs that relate to Saras. In total, the Rambam lists at the beginning of the Tumas Aras. But the Chinuch has Tumas Saras, Latame Adam Mitzora, Klomer Shemitzvi Alenu, Shekom Mishiyim Mitzora, Sheyovo Al Kohen, Lishol Al Saraso, Lakoin Itamenu Itarenu. The first one, Kuf Samachtes, is a mitzvah on the Kohen. Mitzvah on all of us to declare the person Tameh. And that's what the Rambam talks all about Hashgacha. How Saras is a mitzvah related to Hashgacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us messages in the time when Saras was prevalent, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us these messages. So this is a mitzvah that shows Hashgacha Pratis. Not even Hashgacha Klawis like animals have, but every specific person has Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kuf Samach Tes is Tumas Saras, general Pashas on the Guf. Then the Chinuch has Kuf Ayin Beis, Inyan Mitzvahs, Inyan Nigei Begadim. Separate mitzvah, Kuf Ayin Beis, La'asos B'nigei Begadim, K'mishpat HaKasa B'Parsha. Shenemar V'Abeged, Kiyevo, Onega, etc. V'mitzvah Zu Kolelas, Kol Dinei Tzaras Begadim. All the different elements, Eich Yutumu, Ve'eich Lo Yutumu, Tama, how do you wash them, how do you deal with them? So that is Begadim. And then later on, the Rambam has related to bias asher yibo nega mitzvah kuf ayin zayin. The chinuch has kuf ayin zayin, and the Rambam, based on the Rambam, that is, again, it's a separate mitzvah. And the chinuch there says, v'shamati she'enenu davar tiv'i. So that's only natural for a house to get saras. Avaluinya mofti yavo lefamim lebatei yisrael lahochicham. To teach them. Yes, the Gemara has a Masechta Sanhedrin. There is an opinion that this never happened. It's machlokas. Whether this ever happened, Tumas Nige Batim, and Ben Soru Mora, and Ir Hanidachas. There's an opinion in Gemara Sanhedrin that says those three things never happened, and there's also opinions that they did happen. Oh, it's machlokas. Either way, but there are three different mitzvahs. The mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Cement wonders, what are these three mitzvahs of Tumas Saras for? One mitzvah. And sometimes it applies to your body. Sometimes it applies to your beged. Sometimes it applies to your house. You need three separate mitzvos for Tumas Saras. So says the Mitzvah Samelach, this is in Kuf Dala, where the Rambam, Kuf Gimel, where the Rambam talks about Tumas Saras. He says, Venire, Tahani Gimel and Yarni Tumas Saras, Chalukim Heim Me'ikar Yisodinam. They're different in Lomdus. And that's why the Rambam counts them separately. And he quotes to Reb Chaim. Somebody once came over to Reb Chaim and said, how do you ever make a mikvah in a house in Eretz Yisrael? What's the problem? Making a mikvah in a house in Eretz Yisrael. Me'achar di'ika nige batim. Since it's a concept of nige batim, l'chora havea mikvah havayasan al yidei davar ha'makabal tumma. A house is makabal tumma. You can't build a mikvah out of anything that's makabal tumma. If you build a mikvah in a house, unless you build a mikvah out in the open, but if you build a mikvah in a house, it's in a davar ha'makabal tumma. So how could you build a mikvah? Right? You can't build a mikvah out of davar ha'makabal tumma. Says, right, unless it's in the ground. So Reb Chaim says, no, you don't understand nige batim. Nige batim, a house is not makabal tumma. There's a reality of a bias sheyesh bo tsaras. If a house does saras, then it is an av hatumah. It's not like it became tummy from something. It's kind of like we've discussed, like a sheretz is a dead insect. Is that makabal tumah? It's not makabal tumah. It didn't get tummy from anywhere. Hashem made it tummy. Once it is a recently dead sheretz, so it's tummy. It is an av hatumah. But like a sheretz while it's alive, is it makabal tumah? That if it dies, it's going to be makabal tumah from itself. No. A sheretz is an avatumah. Says Reb Chaim, that's also a house. Before a house gets tameh, it's not mikabel tumah, it's a house. That's tar. Once it becomes a bayish a yeshbo nega, so then it is tameh. But it's not mikabel tumah before that. That's why there's no problem with building a mikvah in a house, because in Eretz Yisrael, where Tumas Saras on a house is only in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem. The dinnege batim lohavi shabayis makabal tumah mehanega. Rak de etzem habayis nasa kechefsa dinnega. V'din havayasan ayidei tumahu dafka bedavar makabal tumah. Fine. So then the person said, but one minute. V'shal, shuv shalu, the Masechta Sukkah, in Masechta Sukkah we say, you cannot use anitze pishton, you can't use spools of thread for even that grow cotton and the like, that grow from the ground. Why not? Aye, what does schach have to be? It has to be something that grows from the ground, and it's not attached to the ground anymore. It's not makabal tumah. So why can't you use these spools of thread? It grows from the ground, it's not attached to the ground, but it's makabal tumah, because if you make it into a beged, it's going to be makabal tumah saras. Nige bagadim. But Reb Chaim, I thought, nige batim is only a mitzias, it's not makabal tumah. Says Reb Chaim, exactly. Nige bagadim are not like that. Nige bagadim are mikabal tumah, like you would have thought other types of tumah. It's not like a house where there's just a mitzias by sheish bonega. You don't say that by a beged sheish bonega. No, a beged is looked at as a mikabal tumah. The shiny nige begadim, this is Reb Chaim talking in the mitzvah samelach, the chutz me'adin denasa beged amenuga, it does become a beged amenuga, a cheftza denega, yesh bagam din kabalas tumah me'anega. Vaharaya, and what's the raya? Let's say you get the nega off the beged, you still got to put it into a mikvah. Just shows you it was makabel tumah. It's not just a mitzias. After you get the nega off the house, right? You don't have to tova the house, right? Either the nega is there or it's not there. Mashenki, when it comes to begadim, so says the mitzvah samelach. You see in lumdis, there's a difference between nige batim and nige begadim. That's why it's counted as different. Different mitzvahs. Umavurmi calls it the chalukin heim nige begatim nige batim b'yisodinam. Right, it's amazing. Reb Chaim makes tumah saras exciting. Right, we think about tumah and just going to read it. Going to be what kind of day? He makes it exciting. Tesha bayis hamenuga lo havi bedin kabbalas tuma. Raku chepsa the bayis hamenuga. Bashenkin beged. And mistaver ends off the mitzvah samelach. Now, negi adam must also be unique. But negi adam, ina adam nasa chepsa de nega. Ela de nitma mikoach nega. A person doesn't become adam sheishbo nega. Oh, he's an avatuma. No pashas, he's just mikabal tuma. So he says that's why you have all three. Tumas habayis is purely a cheftza de tuma, a bayis yosh bonega. A person is purely an item that's makabal tuma. And a beged has both. And that's why each one of them is counted as a separate mitzvah. That is the mitzvah samelech, giving lumdis to the Rambam and the Chinuch, why they're counted as separately. That is all number one. By the way, there's a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, whether there's tumas begadim for tzaras in chutz la'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, house to house, right, nigei batim is for sure only in Eretz Yisrael, pasuk says so. It's pasuk in Chumash. But what about begadim? Begadim, it's not limited in the Torah, but it's kind of like one of those miraculous events that might be similar to batim. So he has it as a suffix. He says, v'da, the Minchas Chinuch says, nearly the lavdavka me'eretz Yisrael, ela af, he thinks it applies outside. If somebody has nigi begadim, he sent out of the machane. Okay, there's a different. He's talking about the shiluach, but that's a discussion. Good. Number one. Number two, the other issue I wanted to mention here was the issue that's brought up here of shratzim. We spoke about nigayim. Let's now talk about tumas shratzim. That is also. Tumas Shratzim is also a separate mitzvah asay, mitzvah kuf nun tes, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Leo Shmona Shratzim, Tameim Umatamim. It's a mitzvah, right? Not every mitzvah we try to do, but there's halachos that apply. If somebody becomes tamei with the sharetz, so then they are, become tamei. The Ramban does not count this as a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is this? That's a mitzvah to become tamei. Not, there's an isser from becoming tamei with the sharetz? Not unless you're a Kohen and want to eat truma. But let's say a Yisrael. Is there an Isser for a Yisrael? Let's say there's a dead sheretz in my kitchen. Right? Is there an Isser to pick it up and move it? Right? No. There's no Isser. But I'm going to become Tameh. So the Rambam counts that as a mitzvah. The inyan of this set of halachos is a mitzvah according to the Rambam. And according to the Chinuch. Liyoshmona sratzim tameim umetamin. And the Ramban says, no. This is a halacha. It's not a mitzvah. The Ramban, the Chinuch quotes the Ramban. She'ein lo nolachshov b'minyan ha-mitzvah is called dinei tumas. Right? There's no reason to count it. V'hadas b'zeh nota acharav. And I think the Ramban's right, but what can I do? I quote like my minyan follows the Rambam, so I'm going to continue to find the Rambam, even though misvara, I don't think this should be counted as a separate mitzvah. But this is the iser, the inyan of tumas tzaras. And we discussed this then. We discussed the Rabbeinu Bachai's comment in Parsha Shmini, where he talks about, right, we know the Shmona Shratzim, many Shratzim are usher to eat. But there are only 8 Shratzim that make you Tameh, that are Metameh, and they're listed off, and we're not exactly sure what all of them are. We've spoken in the past, Tzav is one of them. Tzav is not a turtle, Pashtos, right? Because the Gemara talks about Tzav being subject to the Isser of Tzeda. The Shmir Shabbos points out, Pashtos, there's no Isser of Tzeda by a turtle. If an animal is so slow that you don't even have to do much to trap it, it's not subject to trapping. And the Chazal talk about it, Tzav, being subject to trapping. The Shmona Shratzim, and we're going to have later on in Masechta Shabbos. So, whatever Tzav is, whatever all these animals are. But the Rabbeinu Bachai and others talk about, why isn't a Nachash one of the Shratzim? You would think out of any Sheretz, creepy crawly, that should be Tamei, you know, after 3 weeks ago is Parsha. You know, the Nachash is the root of all evil. The Nachash, Hua Yetzahara, Hua Satan. The Nachash should be Tamei. Out of all of them. So, Rabbeinu Bachai says here, it's not Tameh. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, V'yesh l'tamua bazeh, ki roi haya bevadai, shiha nachash tameh umetameh. The nachash, out of any, if you ask any Jew, any first grader, what is the most pernicious, insidious, right, dangerous, disgusting animal, right, in halacha? You say, oh, the snake calls Adam and Chava, but it's not. The snake is not tamei. It's not one of the shratzim. So v'yish la tamua b'zeh ki roya b'vadei she enachash tamei umetamei ki hu shoresh atuma v'wazuama ki yadua min anachash hakadmoni. So why isn't it? So aval inyan hu michlali darkei Torah. Put this on the list. Terachei darkei noam v'chol nisivasei shalom. What does that mean? Shelo ratzta latami hanachash b'maga'o she'im kein haya adam nimna milahargo k'dei shelo yatame. A person might see a snake, which should be killed, which is dangerous, which is, and a person might say, ah, I don't want to become tame. How do I get rid of this without it? And somehow it might slither away and might, the Torah doesn't want you to have any reservations about getting rid of this snake, of getting rid of this nachash. And therefore, it's not even going to make you tame. Durachet darchenon. The Torah wants to give you no holds barred, just get rid of it. Don't worry about becoming tame. It's also to eat, but it's not the tumah. It's unbelievable. Durachet darchenon. Right? We have many, many examples of durachet darchenon and determining halacha, starting with Chazal. The Gemara in Sukkah discusses what is a hadas. They're not exactly sure what is a hadas. So the Gemara has a couple of suggestions. So one of the suggestions is a branch with a bunch of leaves that also has thorns on it. So the Gemara says that can't be the hadas. Why? Because every time you hold it, you're going to get pricked. You're going to start bleeding. Terechad darchinoam. It can't be that that's the hadas that the Torah demands you to hold. Because the Torah would never demand of that. Most of the terechad darchinoam applications are in the Achronim. Okay, we have it in Chazal, we have it in Gemara, we have it in some Rishonim. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Beis also quotes it, but Achronim, just to call you two of the Achronim that we like to quote, it's been a long time, and that is number one, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma quotes in Parshas Noach, I think it is, the women are not mitzuva and pruruvu. It's based on a pasuk in Mesachas Yevamos, but women are mitzuva and pruruvu. So he suggests, al pi drush, durachet darchinoam, Hashem cannot command an inherently painful mitzvah. Bris milah is a separate issue. That might be just the sacrifice at the beginning of one's life. Mesiras nefesh, we're not even sure what the baby feels. But separate from bris milah, which is a separate discussion, inherently, there's no mitzvah that's painful. There's mitzvah that's hard work, there's mitzvah that's mesiras nefesh and challenging, but there can't be a mitzvah that's painful. Somebody might say, oh, shalom shudis, if I'm full, come on, that's not the same. You know, that's not painful. Don't compare shalom shudis to childbirth. I don't think we could ask, no contest. But says the Meshech Chachma, you can't command a woman in childbirth, because Rechad Achenoam, only a man is Bechzuv and Puruvu. Right, not a woman. Yes, the Meshech Chachma says, to balance that out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a motherly instinct into a woman to want to have children. And therefore, to balance it out, she's going to want to do it anyway. But Rechad Achenoam, number one. So we have Rabbeinu Bachai right here, we have the Gemara in Sukkah, we have the Meshech Chachma, and one other that I've quoted in the past, and that is the Tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a Tshuva in Chela Gimel, Odia Chadaiti. He says there was a terrible case where a certain governmental official told a Jew, let me cut off your ear or I'm going to kill your friend. That was the Shaila. Let your ear be cut off. Do you have to let your ear be cut off in order to save your friend? Or is that like, right, if it's Yerav al-Yav, you have to give your life, you have to give your life to save your friend. But what about your ear? That's what he discusses. Right, he says, "Hanachli lekatis ever echad she'en chames b'menu." Oh, I miss Yisrael chavercha. So Yesh omrim shechayv laniach lekatis ever. I have to let my ever be cut off. Holvein omes. Person's not going to die from it. Right, you don't have to jump. You don't have to give your life in order to save you. I mean, if somebody says, "I'm going to kill you," or "kill so and so," or "I'm going to kill you," then obviously you have to let yourself be killed. But everything's passive. So here, what's the halacha? So he quotes. Some say this. Some say that. So he says, "Midas chasidus." To give over your ear. Avaladin yeshuva. Malasakanas aver. Deshabashkin onis. Dasim ishmaya. Velechulu. He says, first of all, I've seen people die from getting limbs get cut off. What type of anesthesia or what type of medicine they had 500 years ago in the days of the Radvaz. Dilmai dechatichas aver. Avalishin hashem tuya boshema yetimenu dam harbe. Viyamas. Umay chazis adam chaverus sumaktve. Dilma damadi de sumaktve. Vianirisi shemes. That they did that. And then he says, the Suda Torah Amr, Petzatachas Patsa, Kviatachas Kviya, Vavil Hachi Chashashu, Shemaidea Kviya Yamus, Vatara Amr, Aintachazayan, Vlonefesh Aintachazayan. He discusses, I'm worried about it. And then he says, related to us, Visu, Dirsiv, Durachaha Darchi Noam, Vitsarach Shemishpete Torah Tenu, you maskimina lasechel vasvara. Gotta make sense. Ve'echiyala al daitenu, Sheyaniach Adam lasameyas eino, Olachtoches Yadoa Raglo, Kadishle Yamisu as Chavero. It's not mistavra ladas that the Torah would demand you to have to do that. Obviously, you try to save your friend's life. But for the Torah to demand you have to do that, to let your arm be chopped off. So therefore, hilkach, eini roatam ludin ze elamidas chasidis. Vi ashrei chelko, misheyucha lamud baze, vi emi eshtofik sachanas tafashas, hariz echasid shote. Vi sveka didei adav mi vadei dechavrei. Right, taking a stand, by the way, on the other discussion of putting yourself into suffix sakana to save yourself from save your friend from valet sakana, giving a kidney and the major issues which we pashkin rishus in that regard. But he's against it. Okay, we continue now. So that's a little related to shratzim and the Rabbeinu Bachai's comments about the snake and shratzim, and we continue. Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya. So we just discussed the machlokas, Abaya and Rava. Now we continue. Amar Abaya. Hi, Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Mafik Me'idach, Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael. The following Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael is against the previous. Right, what was the previous one? We had it on the top of Chav Vav Amabes. Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael had said that only Tzemer Upishtim. It says wool and flax. It says that in the Torah by Tumas Negoim. So those are the only begotten there are. Right, halachically. Nothing else is halachically significant. So that was the first Tana, Devei Rabbi Yishmael. So the following one is a little different. The following. The Tana of Rabbi Yishmael. So Abaya says, there are two different Tana of Rabbi Yishmaels, you can't put them together. As follows. Beged, ein li ela beged, tzemer upishtin. I only know tzemer upishtin. Minayin l'rabo, tzemer reche. How do I know other wool? Tzemer gemalim, tzemer from a camel, tzemer arnovim, arneves, maybe it's a rabbit, notza shel izim, v'hashirin v'aklav v'asarik, and all different types of silk. How do I know all these are also considered begadim in halacha? Tamalomar o beged. So they're considered. So you see, the first Tana of Rabbi Shmuel said only Tzemer Upishtim. This one includes other begadim. So you see, they're different. Rava Amar Rava says, not so fast. I don't think there's such a difference between the two Tana of Rabbi Shmuels. Rava Amar, ki les lay lahach Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. When does the first Tana of Rabbi Shmuel not hold of Tuma by other begadim? Bishar begadim, shalosh al shalosh. This is what Rav Lishitaso. That's only by the tiny begadim. 3x3 finger breaths. Shlosha al shlosha. Remember, shalosh is mekeva, so that's bows. Shlosha al shlosha, tvachim, islay. Right? So about 3x3 tvachim, they do hold of it. Maybe that's what the second brice is referring to. The second time of Rabbi Yishmael. So you don't have to say there's such a difference between the two. Says the Gemara, Ivaha Rava Huda Amar shlosha al shlosha bishar begadim. Lir b'shim and lazar islay, the time of Rabbi Yishmael, leslay. But then Rav said the opposite. You're right, Rava said that 3x3 tvachim is significant, but he said Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds 3x3 tvachim. But Tana Rabbi Shmuel rejects that too, leslay. So how could he say that Tana Rabbi Shmuel agrees to the beged that's a little bigger, 3x3 tvachim? So Gemara says, you're right, Hada be Rava Meahi. Rava was Choserbo from that statement, or Viba Yisema, or it wasn't Rava. Ha Rav Papa Amar, or that was Rav Papa. Did Rav Papa Amar? Rashi as in, did, the Dalin. The Rav Papa Amar, because Rav Papa says, Af kol la suye kilayim. Rav Papa is the one that includes more, Af kol includes kilayim. Include that we should extend it to kilayim. What does it mean, Af kol la suye kilayim? Look at the last couple of skinny lines of Rashi. Af kol, de tana deresha, de kamar, Af kol begadam, stam tsemeru pishtin, lav lefrushe begadam stumin de tuma ka'asi. It's not only relating to tuma, to bishar tuma, vadim etam ushar begadam, this ramam yo beged. Other begadam are for sure included in the basic halacha of tuma. El lefrushe beged amr bekilayim. When it limits tsemeru pishtin, that's not limiting to a hilchus tuma halacha. That's just limiting to a hilchus kilayim halacha. Because obviously kilayim are only by those two materials. But begadim, that tumas begadim, you can have it even by other materials. So really, that's where Papa was the one that made this statement that it applies to other materials. So the Gemara says, kilayim bedyik sivibay. You don't need this pasuk by tumas saras to tell you that kilayim is limited. It says it by kilayim. Lo silbashan is tsemer ufishtim yachtav. Says it in kiseitse. So what do you need the pasuk by tumas saras to teach me about kilayim? So Gemara says, no, sakat aydechamina, I might have thought, hani mili derech lavisha, if I only had the pasuk in kiseitse, I would have thought, kilayim is only asur when you wear it, aval baha'ala'a, but just putting it on top of you, but not wearing it, kol shrei mini asur, I would have extended it to any two minim. That's why you need the extra pasuk. The Gemara says, "Lav kavachomeru." Isn't it a kavachomer that you wouldn't need to say that? Uma lavisha to come is hani kule gufe mikilayim. If by lavisha, where your whole body is getting hana'a, amar tsemeru pishtim in midiachrini lo, you limit it to only two materials. Kilayim is only by two materials when you wear something. Ha'ala lo kol shekein. So ha'ala, where you have a lesser of a connection to this material, so surely it should be limited. So Eladra Papa Vedusahi. So to say that you need it for Kilayim is Vedusa sometimes means it's a joke, it's a fake, it's not true, it's not reliable. Either way, so we can't we don't think that it's the Rapap is correct. So let's go back to the first answer, that Rava was Choser Bo, and therefore there might not be a difference between the Rabbi Shimon Elazar and the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, and he tried to put the two Tana of Rabbi Shmuels closer together, that they would agree that when you have a Becca that's a little bigger, 3x3 Tfachim, then there is Kabbalah's Tuma. Period. Next section. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af Kol La Asuye Tzitzis. Maybe the afko, when we have the, again, the extra, if we say that the tzemer upishtin should not, tumas begadim, should not be limited to tzemer upishtin, so the question is, why does it say tzemer upishtin? So we just said, oh, maybe it's for kelayim. So, no, it's not for kelayim, we know that from somewhere else. Ah, so maybe it's for tzitzis, lasuye tzitzis, meaning what? That only begadim of tzemer upishtin are chayiv in tzitzis. All other begadim, even if they're four-cornered garments, if you have a cotton four-cornered garment, you don't have to put on tzitzis. That's what we assume right now. Lasuye tzitzis. On a d'oraisa level. Says the Gemara, tzitzis behed yiksiv. Lo sil bashan is tzemer upishtin. Viksiv ketilam ta'asalach. Right, it says, what do you mean? It says it also by tzitzis. It uses tzemer upishtin to tell me the asi dochalos asay from tzitzis and chanis. We had this back on Sunday, right? We had whether the Beis Shammai doesn't darshan smuchin, and Beis Hillel does darshan smuchin. So Gemara says no. Saka dai da chamina kid de Rava. I would have thought like Rava. De Rava Rami. Rava asked the following contradiction. Ksiv ha kanaf min kanaf. It says in the third parsha of tzitzis, of kriyashma, hakanav, min kanav, so we think min kanav, that the tzitzis should be the same type of material as the beged, viksiv tzemer upishtin yachtov, and then it says tzemer upishtin, relating the mitzvah of tzitzis to those materials. Haketzad, so what do you mean? So do the tzitzis have to be the material of the beged or not? So haketzad, Rava answers, tzemer upishtin potrin bein b'minan bein shelo b'minan, if you have wool or flax strings, that potters any material of the beged. Shar minin b'minan potrin shelo b'minan bein potrin, but other minim of strings only potter that material. If you have cotton strings, it can potter a cotton beged, v'chulu. So sakta chamina k'derava, I might have thought that you limited like Rava, kamash malan, we don't have to darshan the psukim like Rava. That's why you have this extra pasuk of tzemer upishtin, so you could extend it to teach me that only, on a daraisa level, only tzemer upishtin are chayiv in tzitzis. 2 points. Number one, what do we paskin? So this gemara goes along with other gemaras, but the Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Siman Tes, Ein chayev betzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtin o shel tzemer rechelim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins d'oraisa only pishtim, flax, linen, or wool of sheep. Aval bigdei shar minim ein chayavin betzitzis ela midrabanan. All other begadim are only chayev derabanan. Right, based on this drasha, only chayev derabanan in tzitzis. Rama v'yesh omrim dekula chayavim midaraisa v'hachi hilchasa. Right, some say chayev daraisa. This you have to learn this gemara with the gemaras in Menachos. But machlokas rishon and machlokas shulchan aruch and the Rama. And that's why there are those that they try to be makbid for the day of the shulchan aruch. That's why they have to wear wool begadim in order to be yotze even on a daraisa, even on a daraisa level. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. What's the difference? If you're chayiv, what's the difference? So you're only chayiv d'rabbanan in tzitzis. What's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, three nafkaminas. Number one, do yoser roy lasos bekos yosef b'min haTorah. Number one, it's better if you have a choice to do a mitzvah d'araisa or mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's always better to do a mitzvah d'araisa. Number two, im nisarev lo tzitzis tevuyin lishman, bishelo lishman. If you have tzitzis strings that were threaded, became threads, lishman shalos, whether they were mixed in, ve'in lo tzitzis acherim, o sheish lo safik ala beged, and muchayev tzitzis, imu durabana, tzavid durabana lakula. Right? If you're not sure if a certain beged is chayev tzitzis, also not enough kamina. Number three, imhu yoshev betzibur, v'nifzak echen mitziosav bechol. Right? You're sitting somewhere publicly, and all of a sudden, one of your tzitzis strings rips off. So, and taking it off would be embarrassing. Not bizman hazeh, where we just take it off the talis katan. But in the days of old, where your talis that you wore, that covered you, four-cornered, if you take that off, it could be pretty embarrassing. Kavod habrias. So if you're violating a daraisa, doesn't matter. The Gemara says in Brachas, Posho Afila Bashuk. If it's Darabanan, there's more flexibility in terms of Kavod Abriya. So there are nafkaminas, where in terms of Daraisa and Darabanan. The next halacha is the one that Siv Bey is also quoted in our Gemara. Tzitza shel pishtem otsemer rechelim potrin b'chol minim begadim. Strings. The strings. Most of our strings are wool. But if somebody has wool or pishtim strings, that potters any type of beged. Chutz mishal pishtim letzemer, or mishal tzemer lepishtim. They can't do it for each other. Bizman hazeh delekat chelas, mishum shem kelayim. Why? Because you can't violate shanis, bizman hazeh. Right? But since it shall shar minim, ain't pochim el baminon, could go in meshi lebeged meshi, vitzemer geffen, letzemer geffen, cotton strings could potter for cotton beged. Of shlob aminam, ain't pochim. Good. Once we have it open, let me just read you the next halacha. In terms of the color of the tzitzis, this is not our issue now, but in terms of the color of the tzitzis, this is a Rambam. Yesh omrim, shetzarech lasos ha-tzitzis mitzeva hatalis. It's not ma'akev, but the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, that you should have your tzitzis the same color as the beged. V'amidaktikim, excuse me, no'agimkin, the medaktikim are no'ay like this. So it comes up for chayalim in the army, if they have green begadim, should they have green tzitzis? Right, it comes up in that regard. Ramah of Ashkenazim ain't noggin lasos. The tzitzis rak levanim avbegadim tzvuim ain't lashanos. The Ramah says always have white strings. Even if your beged is green, always have white strings. That's a machlokas between the Machav and the Ramah. Machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sfardim in terms of the color of the tzitzis as compared to the beged. Mr. Brua discusses why. Okay. Good. Let's continue. There are other issues related to tzitzis. Just to mention the, so you know, tzitzis is one mitzvah. All together. Tcheles and tzitzis is one mitzvah, unlike tefillin, which is two mitzvahs. Tefillin is counted as two of the 613. Tefillin shel rosh and shel yad. Why? The Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, they're not ma'akev each other. And items that are not ma'akev each other are counted as two mitzvahs. Right? If I only have a shel rosh, I put on the shel rosh. If I only have an aravos, I don't have the other minim, then I don't shake them, because it's pointless, because they're ma'akvin zezeh. And that's the usual rule. When you have mitzvahs that are ma'akev each other, that's a reflection that they're really part of one unit. That's why it's counted as one mitzvah. The dalad minim is one of the 613. Tefillin are not ma'akev each other. And that's why they're two of the 613. The Rambam himself, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, notes tzitzis is a problem. Because tzitzis, tchelos and lavan, are not ma'akev each other. Right? For many years, even bizman hazeh, some people, even if you wear tchelos, do we know 100%, 100%, or 99.9%? Okay, we're not getting into the tchelos issue now, but let's say there are those for the thousands of years that we didn't, hundreds of years, thousands of years, we didn't have tchelos. We wore tzitzis anyway. It's not ma'at tzitzis and lavan. Tchelos and lavan are not ma'akev each other. So they're not ma'akev. Shouldn't they be two mitzvahs? And yet they're one mitzvah. So aren't there the tefillin? It's the Rambam's question on himself. So you have to say, Rav Soloveitchik writes, that there are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. One type of ma'akev zezeh means they're independent mitzvos, like tefillin. But then you have another ein ma'akvin zezeh, like the Mishnah says in Yevamos that chalitza has a number of parts. But if she doesn't spit, it's still okay. The chalitza is good enough. Chalitza is not ma'akev. So what is that? What is that? Rekika is not ma'akev. So what does that mean? The spitting is a separate mitzvah? No. Ein ma'akvin could also mean it's a secondary part of the mitzvah. And that's why it's not ma'akev. So says the Reb Soloveitchik, that's another ein ma'akvin. It could be counted as one mitzvah, but it's a secondary part. He says that's what the Rambam holds, why he counted it as one mitzvah, because the tcheles is a secondary part. And it's the Rambam l'shitaso, that only one out of eight have to be blue or green, whatever color tcheles is. Why? Because it's secondary. It's not like Balei HaTosfos, Rashi and Balei HaTosfos, who say it's four and four. Right? It is one string, says the Rambam. Right? There's one, two, four. Two different, three shitas in the Rishonim. Rambam, Ravid, Tosfos. So says the Rav Soloveitchik, that if the Rambam l'shitaso, you count it as one mitzvah, because it's not ma'akev, it's a secondary part of the mitzvah, and related to that is that it only counts as one. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Acha b'Rav Ravashi, l'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, getting back to tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, ma'ishna le'inyin tuma, demar b'shar begadim dechsivo beged, we just said earlier, on Amar Aleph, they include for tuma, for tumas begadim, from obeged, they include even other begadim. So hachanami. So why don't you do the same thing by tzitzis? There's an extra phrase. Lema l'rabu shar begadim me'asher tachaseba. Why don't you use that phrase asher tachaseba to include other begadim for tuma? So Gemara says no. Hahu, that's already used up. La asu yek susuma hu da'asa. That's to include the ksus of a blind person is also chayiv in tzitzis. The Tanya, Uri'isa Moso, Praluxus Lila. We exclude Ksus Lila from Tzitzis. What does Ksus Lila mean? Major Machlokas Rishonim. Does ksus laila mean a beged that is worn at night, like pajamas? Or any beged, even a beged yon that you happen to be wearing at night? That is a machlokas we've shown him, and we are machmir lagabi the bracha. Machmir lagabi the bracha. Meaning, to make a bracha on tzitzis, it has to be during the day and a beged yom. Where the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. So we're machmir both. And that's why if somebody's wearing specifically made pajamas that are four-cornered, even by day, you're not going to make a bracha on that. If somebody puts on a tzitzis, real tzitzis, at night, don't make a bracha. Ben Hashmashas, we might make a bracha. But specifically around Shkia. But we're machber for both of the shitas, what ksus laila is. But either way, ksus laila is part of the Gemara says. So, ata omer prat luk ksus laila, enu ela prat luk ksus suma. Why do we exclude ksus laila and include ksus suma? Kshu omer, asher techase ba, harik ksus suma amur. So you know that from that phrase, you include ksus suma. Hamani mekai marisimo, so prat luk ksus laila. Says the Gemara, Mara is la rabo suma lohotzi ksus laila. Why do you go in that direction? Why do you include a blind person's chiyuv and nighttime excluding? Both have to do with re'ia. So marba ani ksusuma sheyesh debriya eitzel acherim. Now I include ksusuma because it is in the parsha of re'ia. Other people could see. And that's why a suma says kiddush levana according to the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because according to men... He says, could, but he should be yotzei with somebody else. But the Mishnah's lashon is that he could. Where is it? Oh, I just brought it from the Isha Yisrael. All the different halachas related to a suma. Pokeach ivrim, he could say. Why? Because other people see and help him out. Kiddush Levan, the Mishnah quotes, maybe it's better for somebody else to say, but me'ikar adin, because other people could see, it's subject to re'ia, it's good enough. Discussion, the Mishnah Berurah, should a suma put his tzitzis over his eyes? By Shema, that minhag says maybe not. Maybe that he shouldn't do, even though he's chayiv. The chayiv and sits like our Gemara says. Maybe he shouldn't be put over his eyes. But either way, it's marbe. We include that sheyesh nebriya eitzel acherim. Umotzi aniksus laila she'ein nebriya eitzel acherim. But ksus laila, nobody could see. Aye, v'yema l'rabos shar begadim. So maybe is to include shar. This lashon of asher techaseba maybe is to include shar begadim and tzitzis. How do you know it's specifically just to include ksus suma? So Gemara says no mistavra. It makes sense. Koy b'tzemer u'pishtin mar b'tzemer u'pishtin. We're in the world of tzemer u'pishtin, so we include a certain type of tzemer u'pishtin. Koy b'tzemer u'pishtin mar b'shar begadim. What I'm talking about tzemer u'pishtin, and I'm going to include shar begadim to the mitzvah. No, I'd rather include a certain type of tzemer u'pishtin and not just to include a totally new type of beged. Stop there for a second. Actually, I just ran through it, but it's just I just wanted to mention it. Befeir, that is the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Ramah quotes. That's why on Leil Yom Kippur, we should try to put on our tzitzis early enough so that we could still make a bracha on it. Simin Yudches. So you can make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, how late can you make a bracha? So that's fascinating. Ha'ara. Omashim b'divrei Magen Avram. Tafilu ben hashmashes mutu levarech atzitz ha'kochavim. Even during ben hashmashes, you can make a bracha. Why? Because by tzitzis, it doesn't say yom, it says ure'isim oso. It's totally on re'ia. So even after shkia, you could still have some re'ia. Still totally on re'isim oso. It's exactly why the opposite. It's exactly why when's the earliest time to put on tzitzis in the morning? Misha yakir. Misha yakir. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah write in Maseches Brachas? Misha yakir. Why? Because of re'isim oso. You don't need to be a little later. Tefillin also. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yorami Mecca. Tzitzis and Tefillin both start Misha Yakir because they both have to do with Re'iyah, and Re'iyah is even before sunrise. Just like the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Magen Avraham, that Re'iyah is even after sunset. Even after sunset. So one should be careful to make sure that one says the Bracha early enough, the Ramah, about Yom Kippur and related issues. Okay. By the way, the Shvus Yaakov is the one that Mr. Burrow was quoting in terms of whether what a suma to do with his tzitzis. He was asked that. He says, "Ketzad yesh linhog asuma kishkor kriyash bim tzitzis shebetaliso." First of all, should he hold it in his hand? So he says he can hold it in his hand. But just to put it on one's eyes, he doesn't think that, he says, "Lenashe gosam ishim chibuv mitzvah," that's fine. "Aval ha'avir atzitzis al einov, kivot she'eno roa, lama ya'avir malena, v'u ein lo'ein ayim liros, v'yekachucha v'tzlula." It's like a joke. Like a joke. And also, what you find in the kandmonim, that anybody who puts tzitzis on their eyes, muftach shelo yavo lidei simui einayim, says Rachman al-Islan, it doesn't apply to him. He's already in that state. Imkein zeshek far usuma lamalo lavir mal einav. Av sharayazu yesh litchos, devadek, rishbarach, udam akabek, schar kol birya and just do it. Don't be eved. I'm not zakabal pras. If it's chib of mitzvah, do it anyway. But he doesn't think that it should be put on the eyes. But holding it and kissing it for sure it would be okay. Rachman al islan in that circumstance. Okay, finishing up, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Reb Shimon Elazar is Sumchis Amru Davar Echad. Shimon Elazar, who is the sheet that got us into this whole thing. Shimon Elazar and Sumchis hold a similar sheet. Reb Shimon Elazar had to Amar. What did Reb Shimon Elazar say? Reb Shimon Elazar had said earlier, he was the original opinion, Reb Shimon Elazar. But what we're going to focus on now is his element of even unfinished beged. Can be makabel tuma, right? He said anything that comes out of a tree is not matame, chutz mi pishtan. But we're assuming that even raw materials, the raw thread is also makabel tuma. That's what Reb Shimon Elazar held. Rashi says, hada amran chutz mi pishtan, v'lo kamar chutz mi beged pishtan. We're mashma that even the raw materials is makabel tuma. So, Reb Shimon Elazar hada amran, so Sumchus also holds that way. Detanya, Sumchus omer, sichacha betavui psula. If somebody uses spun thread, not a beged, spun thread for schach, it's already psula for schach. Mebreshe metame benegoim, because it's mekabel tuma. Mekabel tuma's negoim. Keman ki aitana, like the following opinion. Titzan, the Mishnah says in Mesechus negoim, shesi va'arev metame benegoim miyad. Div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that right away, right when you make the shesi and the arev, you didn't make any beged yet, it's just the strings. That's already mekabel tuma's negoim, and that's good enough to pasul for schach. Even though it can't be mekabel other tumas. But makabel tumas negoim is enough to ruin it for schach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer a little later, hashesi mishi yishale, shesi is makabel tumas negoim when it's pulled out of the pot that cleans it. The ha'arev miyad, and that's immediate. Via unin shal pishtan mishi yislavnu, and the spools of the flax is when it becomes whitened. Okay, so that's when the stages are when they are makabel tuma. Okay, so this got into some issues of tzitzis today and some issues of Tumentara and Shratzim and Suma, all different issues that come up related to Tumentara. But tomorrow we get back into other issues related to Balam Alikin, what to light with, what not to light with. Tefillin comes up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, as we continue. And Be'ez Hashem, I'll try to get yesterday's daf up at some point soon. I was just going to the airport yesterday.